Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my darlings. Welcome back. In this episode, I'm sharing why I believe that no matter where you are on your journey, whether you're just starting out on the path of self-discovery, or you're starting a business or a project, or maybe you've been at the helm of your business or project for a while, we all need to be constantly doing inner Dharma work, because it is the only route to deep inner fulfillment and authentic self-expression and connection and deep belonging that we all crave for, right? And I'm also going to be sharing with you what I see a lot of us getting wrong when it comes to our Dharma as well. So this episode is going to be particularly helpful for you if you find yourself ever feeling frustrated about what you're up to in the world, if you find yourself doubting yourself, and you are ready to feel more fulfillment and more joy in your life and a deeper sense of contribution and connection and deep belonging. So, first things first, what the hell is Dharma? What is Dharma? So Dharma is a Sanskrit word that translated loosely means duty, which doesn't sound very sexy, does it? But essentially the way that we now approach it in the West is that it's loosely bound up with purpose and contribution. And the way that I see it is that inside of you is this seed of your true self. It's the seed of It's the blueprint of who you're supposed to be in the world, of what you're supposed to contribute, of what you're really here for. And when you were born, most likely you were deeply connected to your authentic self. You can think of this as the unconditioned part of you. But very, very quickly, you became disconnected from it because of your family, social and cultural conditioning. And our societies really teach us who we should become and how we should behave, right? And so it cuts us off. So particularly if you're someone who identifies as a woman, it will come as no surprise that there's a real distinct set of conditioning that comes with that. And no surprises, most likely you were taught to be a good girl, right? There's this good girl conditioning. And you picked up a lot of messages as a child about what it is to be a good girl and what it is to be worthy of love and what it is to even be a woman. And now, still, you and me, all of us, are picking up messages through Netflix, through social media, through interactions with our friends, about what being a successful, beautiful woman is all about and what that looks like. So this is conditioning. And if left unexamined and if left unchecked, it's going to be affecting you on so many levels, like what you're thinking, what you're feeling, how you're behaving, and even what you are aspiring to create, achieve, or experience in your life. So Dharma work is essentially the process of deconditioning and meeting that part of you that is unconditioned, that authentic and real and true sense of who you really are, so that you can play your part in the evolution of the planet and experience what it is to be deeply contributing to the world in a way that feels really fulfilling. So it's a bit like having a glass of water. So that water, you have a glass of water. This glass of water represents your gifts, your unique talents, your knowledge. And then imagine that there are beings in front of you that are thirsty, right? Your moral and ethical duty is to give that water to them. This is your Dharma in action. So those gifts that you have, the talents, the knowledge, the experience, your duty, if we use that word, you might not resonate with it, but your Dharma is to offer them to the world. If we want to live more ethically, and I know that most of you listening to this are like, yep, I'm on board with that for sure, then the way we do that is to focus on living and fulfilling our unique Dharma. And it's not just about our personal fulfillment, although this is a very noble and worthy pursuit to feel personally fulfilled. You are allowed that, trust me. But it's also about collective healing and collective reclamation. I believe, actually, that all of our Dharma is the same. I believe your Dharma is the same as my Dharma, which is to elevate the consciousness of the planet and pave the way for healing, pave the way for us all. And I don't just mean humans, I mean every living thing, rocks, you know, trees, us all to thrive. And the ways in which we do that and the role that we play in that is beautifully unique to us. So I think that what is important to recognize is that getting clarity on and fulfilling your Dharma is always going to be a never-ending process. It just never, ever ends. And I think this is why so many of us can find ourselves feeling so sure of our Dharma at one point in our lives, and then finding ourselves feeling frustrated or out of alignment or just a bit stuck a few weeks or a few months or a few years after, and that need to pivot comes in, right? And I think that what we get wrong is this idea of like there is this one time only Dharma, like you get clear on it and then you live it for the rest of your life. But that's not how it works. We're constantly evolving. So let's talk about the process of actually clarifying and fulfilling your Dharma as it is right now. So there may be some of you thinking, I know I'm here for something, or I know I'm here for bigger things. I hear that a lot, but I just don't know what it is. And I just feel confused. And I just don't feel like I have anything to offer the world, but I am not feeling fulfilled in what I'm doing. If this is you, oh sister, I am so here to support you on that. It's my jam, is helping people move out of these states. So there's a process that I take my clients through to help them find this initial starting point of their clarity in their purpose and find a direction to go in. And the first part is always, 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 and this is really not sexy, and most people want to go into like figuring out the Dharma straight away, like, what is my purpose? Like, let's talk about that. And I'm like, no. The first part is to learn how to deeply, deeply listen to ourselves. So we have to learn how to deeply listen to ourselves. And the foundation for that is getting into a much deeper connection with our bodies than we already have. If you're confused or frustrated or not feeling joy and fulfillment, underlying that, there is going to be a disconnection with the wisdom of your body, for sure. So most of us, even the yoga teachers amongst us, I'm looking at you, even those of us that go and do yoga classes once a week, it's not enough. Most of us are living our lives from the neck up, right? We live in a very, very cognitive society that is all about like rationale, cerebral cognition. Like we want to figure everything out with our minds, okay? And we are taught to ignore the deep wisdom that our body holds. Actually, most of us are quite numb to it. So we have to start to open ourselves up to listening to the subtle signals that our body is giving us all the time, all the time. And this is the unsexy work that is, you know, boring, quote unquote, so we don't want to do it. But it's the work that is necessary. So necessary if we want to be truly understanding who we are and what we're here for, right? So it makes such a difference. When we are in deeper contact and deeper connection with our bodies, we are living in deeper conversation with life. I now live as best I can, because guess what? Not perfect. As best I can, I live a very body-based way of living. And it means that I am very, very aware of my inner wisdom, my felt sense wisdom. I don't always factor it in when I'm making decisions, and then life will very much bitch slap me, but it's there and I can hear it. So how do you start to build that connection? So there are so many teachers out there that'll tell you that their thing is the right thing, whether it's dancing, whether it's breath work, whether it's mindfulness, whether it's like self-pleasure practices, right? And the thing is, like, we're all different. So there is no wrong or right way. You have to find your way. And this is why, like, when I'm working with my clients, I don't prescribe, we're going to do just this breath work and I give this breath work to all my clients, because it doesn't work like that. Instead, my job is to watch my clients, work with them and help them discover what the right practice for them is to open them up. So sometimes, you know, my intuition will be bang on and it's like, it's this practice, and it's like, oh yeah, this is the one that's really opening things up. Or it's like, actually there's this practice, but let's tweak it a little bit based on what the response is to it. And then when you get the right practice for creating that deep connection, it's like magic. So once a connection with your body has been established and you're able to notice a lot more, that's when you can begin the process of deconditioning. So one of my most favorite methods I use with my clients is what I call integrative somatic unburdening. What the hell does that mean? So let me try and explain it a bit. Basically, it's magical, but I need to try and explain it so you guys understand. So you as an individual, you're made up of lots of different aspects of yourself, lots of different facets, lots of different parts. So you know how you say, you know, well, part of me thinks this, or part of me wants this, but then there's another part of me that thinks that, or another part of me that wants this. This is you signaling that there are these different parts of you. And so they are different aspects of yourself, and often they're in conflict with each other, right? So you may have heard of the inner critic. That's an example of one of the parts. And you might have even done inner critic work. I know with like a lot of the life coaching schools, they talk about the inner critic and they talk about this one inner critic. But in reality, with the clients that I work with, I see that there's no such thing as one inner critic. There may be a whole host of different critics. And integrative somatic unburdening goes deeper than just softening the inner critic. It softens and unburdens all of the parts of us that are desperately trying to protect us from harm, but are unfortunately stopping us from acknowledging or even acknowledging or fulfilling our dharma. So very often when I'm doing this work, I will be guiding my clients on a somatic journey to explore, listen to, and unburden these parts of themselves. And it's a somatic journey because these parts of us, we tend to think of the inner critic as like a part of our brain, but it's stored in our whole system. It's stored in our body as well. So this is why a somatic journey is very, very powerful. And once you've learned to listen to these parts and unburden these parts, then you can start to encourage these parts to become inner resources of strength and love and creativity and wisdom and freedom. It's a magical, magical process. Now, this work is actually pretty difficult to do without a trained practitioner guiding you, okay? It's one of the best modalities I've ever been through, I've ever used. But, you know, what you can do to start the process once you've been deeply listening to your body for a while, to start this process is by closing your eyes, feeling into your body, and asking your body what wants to make itself known today. You know, what feels alive for me today? What wants to speak to me today? And this can start the process for sure. But if you can, if you're really, if this sounds like, oh, this work, I really want to do it, definitely go and find someone who works with these kinds of modalities. All right, where are we? So yeah, once these parts of yourself feel seen and acknowledged, it's a lot easier then to start to explore and access your deeper wisdom related to your Dharma. So there are parts of you that know what your Dharma is and they're screaming at you, but they've just been like blocked by these other parts of you that are frightened, right? So these parts of you, once you start to deeply listen, they can often come to you in the form of images or symbolism or a deep inner sense of knowing. And your job is to hold space for all of this, to get curious and then follow the unfolding. I really like using archetypal work for this exploration as well, because this allows us to explore different aspects of our soul's blueprint. I will probably do a podcast episode about the power of archetypal work. But it's essentially a way of accessing universal blueprints of consciousness, of identity and behavior that are inside all of us. And it just allows us to access different ways of being in the world, which can really, really open us up when it comes to working with and fulfilling our Dharma. And this is also the time to really start taking messy action. Once you start exploring these symbols and these images and you get these kind of wise inner nudges of like, this is the next step, you have to take the next step, right? You know, this, because it's, this messy action we learn through engagement, and this is where we get the most feedback. Like, you will get the most feedback once you have those initial first steps by launching yourself into them. So sometimes we need to launch ourselves into things that feel quite scary to get clarity on the how. And I believe that we only ever need the first step, but being held during this process by someone, being held by someone, having space held for us as we're exploring this, allows us to stay on the path, right? Because very often we can launch ourselves into something, take the first step, freak out because it was really, really scary, and then be stuck again. So yeah, I really, really believe in this work, and I believe in the power of holding people during this work. I think a lot of women who've been in business for a while and are feeling stuck or frustrated feel like they need business coaching, actually. You know, I think a lot of them, maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, maybe that's me. You know, maybe they feel, you feel this need to go bigger or to find a new strategy. But, you know, what I see is frustration and stickiness isn't necessarily a sign from your business. It's often a sign from your soul that you're just not operating in alignment with, or you're, there's something you're not listening to, right? This is why I offer Dharma coaching for women who are not in business or they're thinking about starting a business and they want clarity on that. But also, it's a key part of the women who work with me, like on their businesses as well. The holistic business mentoring that I do, there's also Dharma work that's incorporated in that. So yeah, I guess what I'm sharing with you in this section of the podcast is going to be particularly applicable to you if you are a business owner. But even if you're not, you can, I think you can understand where I'm getting at here. which is that sometimes we have goals that are not authentic. So if you have ever found yourself having a business goal, let's say, like, I want to have a 10K month, or I want to have a six-figure business. Oh my God, like, how many times have you seen that in the online space? And you don't know why you want it or what it really signifies for you, then most likely you're operating from the same shitty conditioning that's kept you doing what you were supposed to do your whole life and has kept you feeling frustrated or stuck, for many periods of your life, right? So by pursuing these goals that have been given to you from outside of yourself, you've seen them and then you think you should go for them, you might just be ignoring your deepest and most authentic soul callings and soul desires. And this is why, if you are in business, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been in business for a while, this is why hiring mentors who specialize in Dharma and talk about Dharma and have modalities that can help you come back to your Dharma is going to help you stop chasing your tail and chasing the shiny objects that are not authentically yours. At the end of the day, your soul is here to become fully expressed. And this might not look like necessarily what everyone else is doing. In fact, it probably doesn't. So that was just a caveat. All right. So my hope is that after listening to this, you realize that Dharma work is the work. It really is the work. And honestly, if you can afford it or find a way to, I really think that Dharma coaching or business mentoring that factors in Dharma is something really to consider continuing to say yes to. And, you know, if you would like to explore working with me, for example, I offer Dharma life coaching sessions and also holistic business mentoring programs that factor in this Dharma work. I counted the other day, I have over 1,500 hours of coaching experience, probably more, but this is what I could definitely count. So I am very, very experienced, and I've been doing this for many years now, but I still keep my rates fair and I keep them socially responsible because accessibility and ethics are, yeah, a very, very key part of my business values. So yeah, if this has intrigued you and you would love to find out more about working with me, you can do so by visiting www.drsarahcoxon.com, or you can reach out and message me the word Dharma on Instagram at Dr. Sarah Coxon, and we can just have a chat. So yeah, that is an invitation if you would like to be held on this journey of deepening an understanding of yourself and feeling more connected to who you are, more connected to the world, and feeling like, you know, you're really contributing something and you feel really fulfilled and really joyful in the process. So did you love this episode? I really hope you did. You can screenshot it. You can pop it on your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon. I really appreciate it when you guys do that because, it makes me... I know who's listening, which is great. And I really deeply appreciate you as a community. I really appreciate you for listening, for taking the time out of your day to listen to my ideas. I hope that they have served you, and I will speak to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing Sarah at Dr. Sarah Coxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.